Okay, the Yuchesim Ralph on top of the page. Kosvo al Shnei Dafin. If you wrote it on two pages, Psula, it's possible. Machlek is Rashi, takes what that means. According to Rashi, they're connected, but still, if it's two pages, it's possible. Because Sefer Echad Amar Achmon, Nevelish Naim, Vershlish is one book, and every column is a book. Taz is no way. If it's two or three or four columns, they're all connected, it's one book. It's talking about it was detached and then you sewed it together. Kosav ois achad, he wrote one letter, umochak ois achas, you erased it in the water. Then kosav ois achad, another letter, umochak ois achas, you erased it in the water, psula. See if it says, v'osalo ha-koin is kol ha-toyla zoiz, the koin should do this toyla. With six lines on the top. Boy, Rava asked a question, kosav beiz megillis l'shtei saitis. You wrote two separate megillas. You know, when the seita, the woman's accused, you have to write down the psukim we had before already. What psukim we write down? Regarding, what do you call it? What she did and what the punishment will be. And you wrote two separate ones for two separate women. But then what you did was, what you do is you then put it in the water and you let it disintegrate and then she has to drink the water. You put two different women's scrolls and you put them in the same water. Is that a problem or not? Mao, is the main thing, when you write it has to be written for each specific woman. Vahika, you have that. Who cares if they're both mixed in the water together? Or maybe you also need that when it goes and disintegrates in the water, it has to be her water. Everyone has to have their own water. You need your own water. What happens? Not only you wrote two separate scrolls, you actually put it in two separate cups of water, but then you took the two cups of water, you mix them together. What's it in? Do we say, not only you have to write it for a specific woman, you have to put it in the water in a specific woman. You did that. At the end of the day, when it comes to drinking the water, you're drinking someone else's water. Or mixed with somebody else's water. She's drinking mixed with somebody else's water. If you can tell me, it's not going to work because neither of them are drinking their own water. What about chazav v'chilken? Okay, you mix the two together and then you divide it. Mao, do we say yesh breda? Probably the water you ended up with is yours. And the problem of the water she ended up with is his. There's no breda whatsoever. Teku. This breira is different than all of the breiras. Why teku? We have a big machlekes about yesh breira now. We have a general rule from the Torah. We say ein breira. Things which are mahat Torah, we say ein breira. Things which are only midrabanan, we say yesh breira. So why do you want to leave the teku? So Tais explains that this breira is different than all the breiras because this breira, before you mix it together, was clearly sorted out what's what. Normally breira is you don't know yet. You never knew. And you say, if the first person that comes out of the house, that's the one who will get it yet. You don't know yet which person it will be. And you need breda to verify the whole thing. Here, before you mix the two waters together, it was clearly sorted out. This cup is hers and this cup is hers. Then you mix it up and then you separate it again. Maybe here, even according to the ones that hold ein breda, maybe here it is because it's easier in a way. Or maybe it's worse. So it's a different kind of a breda. That's why teku. Boy, Rav has a question. What about Hishka Besiv? She drank the water, but through a straw. What's the din then? Mao. Do we need her to come direct contact with the cup, the water, or the straw is good enough? Bishvefet is Mao, like a pipe. What's the din there? The question is, Derashtia Bekach, ain't Derashtia Bekach. Is this the normal way of drinking, or is this not the normal way of drinking? And that's the question. Now, even though we had, if you ate matzah, for example, wrapped around with a sieve. Sieve is the thing that grows around the palm tree. If you wrapped it around with a leaf from a palm tree, you're not yotzer, so what's the difference? Over there, the problem is that this particular sieve is in between. You're supposed to come down your throat, but you're not coming in direct contact with the matzah. You're eating the leaf in between. It's a problem. Here, the water is entering her mouth. The only thing is she has a straw between her mouth and the cup. So what happens there? Is that considered the normal way of drinking or not? Teiku. Again, it's a question mark. Boy, Ravashi has a question. Nishpichu mehen v'nishtayru mehen mahu. What about the okay, everything's prepared. Then some of the water fell out. There's not all the water, the contents in that vessel doesn't have or contain all the water, the original water. Is that good enough as long as he's drinking from the water or she needs entire water to be there? Because remember, the letters of the Abish's name are erased. You don't know which water the letter, you know, each letter was erased in. Maybe some of the water that went out had in it some of the ink or whatever it is from the Abish's name, the residue. So what's it in? Nishpuchu evinishtai mao teku. Again, is a question. Abzedah said the name of Rav. Beis shvuas so amuras beseita lama. Why does it say twice? That two shvuas is called shvuas so alus. So, you know, you make a swear twice. What's the two swearings? Achas, one of them is Kedem Shenimchaka Megillah. One of them is before you erase the Megillah, before you erase that scroll, you make a swear that if I became Tameh, if I didn't become Tameh. The Achas, and the other one is La Achar Shenimchga. After you put the scroll in the water and you get it diluted and disintegrated, then you swear again. Maskilah Rav, we're talking about Tarvayu Koidim Shenichim Gilikim. Both Shavuos are written in the pasuk before you actually put the scroll in the water. So what does it mean? One of the shvuas have the curse included in that shvua, that if I did do the wrong thing and then the water should enter my body and make, you know, everything swell, the achas shvua she'ein imolo, the shvua I didn't do anything and there's no curse associated with it. Says the Gemara, what do you mean by a shvua associated with a curse? Hey chidami, what's an example of shvua she'yesh imolo? What do you mean a shvua that has in it a curse? Says the Gemara, This is Rav Amram's version. Majbi ani alecha shalayn nitmas. I make you swear that you did nothing wrong, and that you're saying the truth, that you didn't do anything wrong with that person. That's a shvua. No curse associated with it. Just a straight out shvua. And then you say sheim nitmas. And the other shvua is because if I became tamei, yavayu bach, the water should come in and do his job and make you swear and all that. Now, so Rav is writing and asks, the second shvu is not the shvu, all it is a curse. You're quoting the curse. It's not two vows over here. The first one was a vow that I didn't do anything. The second one is not a vow. The second one is a curse. And if I did do something, the water should swell. So that's not two. We need two vows, one associated with the curse, one without. I make you swear. She'im nitmu, if you did do something wrong with this person, yavo yabach, the water should enter you and do something. So now you have a shvuas, Allah, I'm making you swear that if you did something wrong, the water should go in and make you swell. Omar Ravashi, Ravashi said, in this case, Allah ika shvua leka. So this shvua is not on, so you're not saying the woman should swear, I did not do something or I did do something. All it is that you're saying that if she lied, this is, again, that's not really a vow. A vow is she has to say, I did not do anything. That's a vow. Or I did. The way you worded here, mashbi'an alecha, that if you became, you'll get cursed, it's not anything. Elam Ravashi. Ravashi says, mashbi'ani alecha shalay nitmas. This is what Ravashi says. I make you swear that you did not do anything wrong. This is the second vow. But the im nitmas, if you did do something wrong, yavayabach, the water should enter you and make you swell. So this second vow is associated, I still word it as a vow, I did not do anything wrong, but then I add the curse. And if I did something wrong, etc., etc. Okay, Mishnah. Amai, okay, now start doing Rashi. Amahi oimeres amen amen. She answers twice, amen amen. She says, amen amen. What's the two amens? She's saying, yes, I agree regarding the vow. Yes, I agree regarding the curse. I swear I had nothing to do with the man that you accused me of. And once you accused me of this man, I'm swearing I had nothing to do with any man. This is the mocker for the concept of Gilgul Shvua. I have no right to stand in the world because I accuse you of something to force you to swear. But once I can force you to swear one shvua, I can then force you to swear other related shvuas. It has to still be, I can't say, okay, swear to me you didn't have an affair, swear to me you never stole money from my pocketbook. I mean, you can't do that. It has to be an associated shvua. It's called Gilgul Shvua. Amen shalaisi tisi arusa shvua. Again, I'm accusing you while we were married, yet you philandered. I can also then make you swear that while we were engaged, you didn't have any other rashi. Through Gilgul Shvua, he throws on her others nusin, for example, of Edison. He never warned her during the engagement that she shouldn't have any dealings. This is the basis that Gilgul Shvua is Mahatera. A woman in waiting for her brother-in-law. And let's say the brother-in-law ends up marrying her, and then the brother-in-law warns her. And then then she's caught along with that man. He makes her swear. He can make her also swear. Tell me, while you were waiting for me, did you commit this crime? Okay, Shemez Yavah, and the Knusa, and he married her. Rashi, Shemez Yavah, Knusa, Vimhoisa Yevemta, your brother-in-law, Vikonsa, he married her, Vikinila, he warned her, Vinistra, and yet she was in seclusion. Megalgula, he can heap on her other shvua, shalai need to mask, kishi shemeres yavim. Swear that while you were waiting, also you didn't commit a sin. Yeah. Shemedes Yavim mitzapeh. What's Shemedes Yavim? She's waiting, anticipating, awaiting the Yavim for her brother-in-law Sheyivma to marry her. Kameva Aviv Shemedov. Like Yaakov was waiting for Yosef's dream to see whether it will eventuate. Leisishma lachatasi. Don't wait for my sin. Continue. Amen. She says, Amen. Shalain. Yes, I write. Shalain it meisi. I did not become tamei. Ve'im nit meisi yamay v'vayabi. But if I did become tamei, let the water do his job. So she's accepting the vow. And she's accepting the curse. Rashi, Amen. Shalei nit meisi. Hayne kabbalah shvuah. She accepts the vow. Im nit meisi. And if I did become tamei, yavoi bi. Let the water do its job. Hayne kabbalas ala. This is accepting the vow. Kedera shehishbia, just like a shvuah. Keda amal leil begemara mashbi ani alecha shalei nit meisi. I make you swear you didn't become tamei. Im nit mas. And if you did become tamei, yavoi bach. The water should come and do its job. So that's accepting the vow and the curse. Hayne brusha the amin ala shvuah. Amin ala ala. The tani blutin before. Mishnah is only explaining. Meir comes with a big chiddush. Meir says you can heap on shvuas not only about the past but even about the future. Meir Aimer, Amen Shaloi Nit Meisi. Amen, I did not do anything wrong with this man. And Amen Shaloi Etma. In the future, I won't do anything wrong either. Now, how does that work? The Gemara will explain. Not that the water, let's say in 2 years from now, she'll have an affair. That the water now will kill her? No. Then how she'll ever have the affair? It means that the water, there's a drop of the water still lingering in her body forever. So if she has an affair 2 years from now, that water will suddenly wake up and strangle her. Rashi, Amen.
Because Tumah, the whole thing of Tumah is really a book music.
Yeah.
And here, this is the week after they think of Gashmi is staying with their body for this to work.
Is Machlekes with the Tumah, when we say by Saita, is it really the same Tumah as we always use? We'll have a Baba Kamal Gilal.
Oh,
yeah. True.
You have a physical body on the Hanami, but you know, if the door's closed, the Tumah doesn't travel and all this, and you're giving it sort of physical.
But this is unbelievable.
And here, yeah. In order for the curse to work, there has to be a physical residue.
That's right.
Loyal void for it to work.
It's just an unbelievable ness. I mean, anybody who watched the whole thing of Saita, it's unbelievable ness taking place here. Drinks a little bit of water, and suddenly your legs swell up. And we'll see the mother whether it happens right away or a long time later. Or that 10 years from now, she committed another affair, and suddenly she dies. It's an unbelievable miracle. Rashi, Amen Shalai Etma, Sheim Titma, La'achazman, if she will do the same thing again later, Mayim Ma'arari Moisa, the water will resurface, La'achaz Shetitma, after she has the second affair. Get it, Tanya, be Breisig, I'm learning Breisig.
So that's an argument falsely, but he makes a shvuah for the future. So the third.
He's not accusing her falsely. She
no,
went
no, no,
into
no,
the room.
He warned her. He warned her. Right? Yeah. She suspected her, and it turns out it wasn't.
Nothing happened.
So therefore, the chayyah she gets a bracha from the water.
We'll see later.
And
yeah.
Yet you're saying that
if she doesn't turn it out, yeah, exactly.
Future, even though she got a bracha.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, very good. So the water can have both properties. Then the mission continues. Hakel Shavim, but everyone agrees. There are a mayor who says he can do the future. Chum says he can do the future, but you can do about other associated things. But everyone agrees. She ain't masni ima. You can't say, swear to me, al koydim shetis other. Swear to me that before we got engaged, that you did everything. But since there's no sin, if she did, if she had an affair before they got engaged, she's not forbidden to him. Then he has no right to make a shvuah. No, the only shvuahs that are contiguous to the shvuah, related to the shvuah, are shvuahs that relate to him. And if something taka happened, it would be asr. V'loy al achash et hisgadish. So it doesn't have. If you can't make a swear on before they were engaged, nor to swear that after we will get a divorce, you don't have an affair. It's none of your business. It doesn't affect you. For example, Nistra le'echa v'nitmah. Let's say while they were divorced, she had an affair with somebody, and she taka became tomei. But achikachach zira. Now the din is he's allowed to take her back. The only time you're allowed to take your wife back is if she lived with somebody legally. But if she had an affair with somebody, it doesn't matter. You can take her back. Lahaya masnima. You can't say, okay, I want you to swear now that in the interim period while you were a single woman, you didn't have an affair. It makes no difference to you. Zeklal. Any time if she had an affair, it wouldn't affect him, impact on him. They're still allowed to live together. Then he cannot throw that in. Say, I want to know. I'm curious. You're a gossiper. It's irrelevant. Rashi. V'loy al achas shes gadol. V'afilu l'ra meid al masal. Also, even a meid holds, you can do in the future. When it's married, give it to the ain't necessary. All lachzor l'ra yelni kenis has dekdushin. Only time the husband cannot take back his previous wife if she got married to somebody in between. The k'siv lo yuchel by l'rishon shel chalashul l'kachta achilushin and swings. If after kedushin, to the k'siv v'hoysel ish achar v'sna ish achar. The second person will hate him. Back to Gemara. Amar Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna says, I'm going to prove from this mishnah here. We have a machlekes in Gemara Yevamah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if a man lives with a woman that's only a kohen lives with a divorcee, they're not married, because even though there's only an aver alav, you can't get married to someone alav. The Rabbana says, no, you're living in sin, but you're married. You need a divorce to get out of that. When do the Rabbana say you're married? If you live with somebody that's chiv karis, for example, you marry a sister. That's not a marriage. But now, Shemedes Yavam, a woman waiting for a brother-in-law, if she lives with somebody else, she's only committing a sin. There's no karis involved. Yet, says Ravam Nuna, a Shemedes Yavam, if she marries somebody else, nothing happened. I'll prove it to him here. Shemedes Yavam, Shezinza, Asudu Liyavma, she can no longer marry a brother-in-law. She can no longer marry a brother-in-law because she lived in a terrible sin. Rashi, Shezinza, because she's Shemedes Yavam, Asudu Liyavma, Keisha, Shezinza, she's just like a woman that was Mazana while she was married. She's forbidden to husband. So Nuna goes a step further. Nuna says, just like a married woman commits adultery, she cannot go back to husband. A Shemedes Yavam who commits adultery, it's like adultery, cannot go back to her brother-in-law. Cannot go to her brother-in-law. So you wonder why she committed a sin. Why can't she live with her brother-in-law? How do you know? It says in our Mishnah that when once the brother-in-law marries, he can make her swear about the time while she was waiting. And we learned in the end of the Mishnah, the only shvuah is you can heap on her. A shvuah is that impact on your relationship. Is an ayah that if she had an affair while she was in waiting, it impacts on the relationship with her brother-in-law, that she can't marry him. So therefore, he can make a swear. Is that an ayah, Rav Nuna? Midiktani shemedes yavim uknusa i'amri vishlai. If you say asuda, if you say that, what? That if she did have an affair, she'd be asked to the brother-in-law, mishamachi master mahada. That's why he has a right to make a swear. Eli amri lo yasida, heichi master mahada. How can you do that? But now we learn Zayakal's rule. If she did have an affair, doesn't impact the husband. He has no right to make her swear. So why, Taka, do you have a right to ask her what she if she had an affair while she was waiting? Because I just told you, Rabbi Akiva says that even a chayve lavin is like chorus. If a chayv elavim is like chorus, you're not allowed to marry. So therefore, hardik tonish. So this our mishnah will follow Bekiva. Hardik tonish shemeres yavim uknusa hamana Bekiva. The Amr says ein kedushin toivsim bechayv elavim umashlok yavim. He treats this like an erva. It only follows Bekiva. Rashi. Yeah. Yes, in other words, it's like, according to Bekiva, if she has an affair while she's waiting, it's like committing adultery when she's a married woman. Because Bekiva makes there's no difference if you do an aver lav or a kaddis. Yeah, no, it's no problem.
Why do you say that it's not similar to an
Why is that Arusa?
Because Arusa is.
Because technically she's not an Arusa. She's not engaged to the guy at all. Right? She doesn't need a get. If she'd be in a Rusa, she'd need a get. Yeah, but it's not a get. Remember, we had a machlek, she was chalitza like a get. It's not a get. Rabbanon, we say chalitza like a get. Rashi. Asur liyam, in fact, a koyin cannot marry a chalitza only with Rabbanon. My Torah koyin could marry a chalitza. Because she's not divorced. They're never really married. Asul Yivam, Keisha, Shazinsta, Mektoj, Med Yav, sorry. I am a bishop, Zanashi Zun, said Nesed, Lemishim, Hachi, Master, the Gilgul, you can ask Afal, Zanus, Ali Amad Kulu, says Rashi, ain't Kedushin Taifis, but keep a hold, Kedushin not Taifis. Be Isha, Asura, Ala Makacha, Belav, all they have is an Avera, Verabona, Pligia, let they argue, Amri, Bechayov, Krisa, the Topsi, only let's say your sister, there's no marriage. Al Bechayov, Lam Topsi, Taifis, Amor, Bekiva, Master, Chai, Lam, Hamuris, Lina, Serai, and Kechai, Bekrisa, he treats them like Hakis of Lam, of course, Bekiva, if a he marries a Grusha, the child's a mamzer. Will the guy be less of a buyer? Now, since he holds the child's a mamzer, so too, to ask her on her husband, Nami, it's like a commit adultery. Ki heicha de habar leishit ishi, because asura bailish, asura the husband, kain habar shemedes yavim Nami. If someone had an affair with shemedes yavim, she can no longer live with the brother-in-law. Because it's like she committed adultery. She allowed below TH, she's a mess. Achutzah, Lizar, there's an Isa, then I'll go with a strange person. Oisra yavamir, asses. Okay, come along at Bimia. Okay, he's in town. Can a person, if he was married a second time to his wife and then he found her, but if he warned her and he tried, can he now make her swear on what? Let me tell you, the first marriage we have, the first 6 years, I want to know whether you cheated on me or not. Can he do that? Or al nisuy achi, let's say a brother-in-law, can he say, okay, not whether while we're shavuos yavam, but tell me whether you commit adultery while you're married to my brother. Ma, what's the rule? Says the Gemara, simple. Tosh ma, we learn Mishnah Zekla. Kol sheti boil v'loite asur loy. If she had an affair but has no impact on you, lo haya masne imo, you cannot make her swear. Ha asida, but if taki she would be asur, ha chenay masne, shma minah. If she had an affair while she was married to him the first time willingly, she can't live with him anymore. It's the same husband. Who cares the second marriage? She's asur to him. Echad lebal, echad leboil. If she had an affair while she was married to the brother, there's no mitzvah yibum anymore. So it does impact. So therefore, he could make a swear. We learn from Shaima. It has to be from here as well. It has to all be related. If I talk about a loan, I can talk to you about other loans.
But you can't talk about did I deliver you any goods or anything.
Something like that, yeah. It has to be similar.
Okay, so would you have two guys with partners, maybe some issue about a loan, they stop being partners, they come back partners again now. There's an issue about a loan. Can you go back to that loan from when they were
the same? Yeah, that impacts me. I'm accusing you of stealing money from me. Here was thing you could also, because it impacts. If it's true that she committed adultery while you're married the first time, you can no longer be married, even though it's a second marriage. So you could. I made Omer Omer Shalani to Macy. So what does it mean? Tanya Loikisha Omer Amed meant. Amed said, I can also warn you about the future. Amen shalai etma. It meant that what I won't become tummy, which means im titma. That if, let's say, the Eibishter knows in 6 years from now she'll commit another, have another affair. Mayim baikin oisa ma'achsha, the water really will have its effect now. Is that what it means at all? Ela likesh titma. In 6 years from now, if she becomes tummy, mayim ma'arin oisa, the water sort of wakes up. U baikin oisa. And does its job on her 6 years from now. The water still lingering about. And goes back into her throat and strangles her. Okay, boy Rabashi, Mao she yisna adam al nesuyin ho acharonim. Can a person make a tanai? The mayor says you can talk about the future. Can you through Gilgul Shvua that he say to her, if I want you to swear, not only if we're married, you know, if we stay married in the future, I want. The mayor is talking about we're never divorced. We're always married, but I'm not only warning you. I not only want to swear about now, but I'm also warning you about the rest of our lives. What happens if he knows he's about to divorce her, but he'll marry her again? Can he today, in this first marriage, make her swear not only for today, but also for our second marriage? Do we say he could disconnect in between? Ma'u she yisna odom al nesuyin acharein. Do we say, hashta na mi'elo yisila? Right now it's not asad. Idilma zimnin de megadash lo v'hadam ahadlo. It could be that he'll take her back. In other words, they're divorcing. So what are you warning? You're warning after divorce. She's a free woman. Do whatever he wants. Oh, but it's a possibility that we're going to get remarried. And so Rashi, on the Suyin Achareini, about 6 lines in the wide lines. That I made on Master Lassin. Ma'o sheishna ima begil gushvua shle sitma im yegashena v'yachzirena v'titma. I'm not talking about in the interim period while you're divorced. I'm talking about if we get remarried, while we're remarried, I'm warning you now that if you have any other affairs. What's the reason why if she has any affairs while they're divorced? The lay mitzvah has no effect on him. You make a shvua or not. Toshma, come in here. Hakol shavin, everyone agrees. Shalaya masni ima, you cannot make a swear. Loyal kaidim on the period before they got engaged. Loyal achas, she's got a period after divorced. And the Mishnah expels out. Nistra le'echad v'nitma. Let's say she had an affair and came to me while she was single. Then he marries her. He still couldn't swear because it has no effect on you. Is mashma ho yachziren of him? What about if she had that affair after they got married, where it does impinge on him, affects him? Hachinami the masne. Anything that affects him today, tomorrow, according to Rameya we're talking about now, you can make him swear now. Shema minos a good raya. Torah Bami learn. It says in the pasuk. Zois, toiras, hakanois, it says zois, which is very limiting. Toiras can be inclusive or limiting. Hakanois, of the carbon that she brings. Yeah, a woman who became a soita. Melamed Shaisha Shaisev Shaina. The Tanakhama says you could accuse your wife every 3 months and make her drink again and again and again. There's no limit to how many times that she can be accused and then caught and then drink.
A new warning.
Yeah. Because it says Toiras HaKanois. It says like one Toira for every warning. Doesn't matter if they say wife or not. Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, Zeus, it's limiting to one. She'eino Ijus Shaisev Shaina. He said, only once. You have a one-off chance. You got it wrong, she's free woman now. You can never warn her again. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'i said, there was a story, Yehuda Lefaneinu, and testified before us, Nechunya, Chayfesh Shechin, Nechunya, the one who used to dig all the holes for people who used to, the reservoirs, for people who used to go illegal. He used to dig all these holes. So I watch, She'eisha Shaisev Shaina. That you can repeat it. The kibaldu edusa, we accepted the testimony b'shnei noshim. If she, the same woman, married to two different men, every man has the right to warn her. But the same husband, he warned her today, and turned out to be that it was a false alarm. Cannot warn her tomorrow again. One man, one warning. That's it. That's a beauty. The chachamim, third opinion, chachamim say, ein ha isha shayse v'shayne. Never can you repeat. The woman is one woman. Bein bi ish echad, bein bi eizan lashim. So Kol HaChamim, once the woman's warned once, doesn't matter who she's married to, you can't warn again. According to Rabbi Yehuda, for the same man, you cannot warn again. But for different men, you could. And according to Tanakhama, even for the same man, you can keep on warning again and again and again. Now, the Gemara will explain. First, the Gemara has a question about Tanakhama. Nami Vaksiv, it says Zeus. It says the word Zeus only this time. What do you mean again and again and again? Number one. But Rabbanan Basra, you say you can never repeat it. Vaksiv Toiras, Toiras is the plural. That means as many, you know, over and over again, every time you warn, the same rules apply. Omar Rav says, Rav, as follows. Be'ish echad, one husband, uboyel echad, and the same accused third party. Kuli amalei pligideinu yisha shayisa v'shayla. Once it was proven once, you're accused of having an affair with Reuven, and it was proven nothing happened, you do it again, nothing happens. The chesiv, it says, Zeus. It says Zeus. Vishnei anoshim, vishnei boilin. If it's two different men, and this woman lived with two different husbands, and she's accused with two different men, everyone agrees. Could we have a zeis that limits, and we have a Torah that includes? The Torah that includes, according to everybody, is two men and two accused men. The zeis that comes to limit is the same man was accused, the same husband, and the same accused third party. The chesiv, it says, Torahs. Ki pligi, what's the machlekes? Ish echad, the same husband, but shnei boiling. She's accused of two different men. Or shnei anosh, two different husbands, boiling the same, but the same guy was accused. Tanakama, so Tanakama holds, it says toiras. It includes, you can do again and again, little buye kul. Toiras comes to include everything, no matter what, you always repeat. The only thing that we exclude is the same husband and the same accused party. Zois comes from miute, ish echad, the boiling. We have Zeus to limit only one instance, one husband and one stranger. The Rabban and Savar Rabban hold, no, the focus is Savri Zeus. They hold Zeus as the main focus, excludes everything. You never repeat. Limute Kuli, you never repeat. Toiras comes to include, you know, the only time you include two different husbands and two different accused, suspected men. Toiras, Lerabui, Shnei Noshim, Shnei Bailin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, why are you putting more emphasis on Zeus or on Toiras? We're going to do exactly down the middle. So Zeus comes to Mimaya two cases, and Toiras comes to include two cases. So what is it? Zeus comes to Mimaya Tarti, Toiras to Rabbis Tarti. Zeus comes to Mimaya Tarti, Ish Echad. If it's one man, Uboyel Echad, one man and one husband, then we say that, well, you don't repeat again. Or ish echad, one husband, ushnei boilin, one husband, but two different accused people, we don't do it. The same husband, you don't repeat. According to Yehuda, the same husband, and that's the two cases of Zeus. The same suspect, two different suspects, the same husband, no. Toiras comes to include two husbands. Two husbands, I don't care if it's two different suspects, or the same suspect, two different husbands, Toiras, we're going to do the whole thing again. Toiras abu itarti, shnei anoshim, uboil echad, ushnei anoshim, ushnei boilin. Hadna lochayim, baby.